This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, December 9, another name change. Our reading comes from Genesis 17 and 21. Your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Let's pause today to consider someone who is not named in the genealogies of Jesus, Sarah. When we first meet her, she's called Sarai, which means princess. But God made a subtle change to call her Sarah, indicating that she would be the mother of nations and kings. When God told Abraham these things, he laughed to himself. So did Sarah. But a year later, their laughter was filled with joy. God kept his promise, and Sarah gave birth to a son, Isaac, which means he laughs. This delightful story points back to God's promise to Eve about the importance of the woman's offspring. It also points ahead, for God said he would establish an everlasting covenant through Isaac. Much later, an angel of the Lord appeared to a man named Joseph and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Some people might laugh at this and say, "Impossible." But the Bible says it's true, and whoever believes in Jesus will be saved from sin and have eternal life. Put your trust in Jesus today, so that your life may be filled with the joy that he alone can give.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.